Jessica Pierpont is the artistic director of the newly formed Vermont Chamber Artists, a professional choral group based in Sharon, Vermont. They have their opening concerts this weekend, and I asked Jessica what was behind getting a new group like this off the ground.
After I received my graduate degree, I decided to come back, and there weren't a lot of opportunities for choral singing where I'm at currently. Of course, you have Burlington, where there's a lot of choirs, a lot of community choirs, and then you have the Upper Valley Dartmouth. But there wasn't really anything where I was, and of course, to travel anywhere in Vermont is always an obstacle. So I decided, I'll just see if people would be interested around here. And it's just been a really, really amazing experience getting these people together. People from all different kinds of musical experiences, some in the midst of their career, some with doctorates and are just researching. It's pretty incredible because I didn't think I would have this kind of response. It's been awesome.
How did you decide what kind of repertoire to program? Where is your programming sensibility coming from?
So right now, the choir is gearing up for two performances, April 8th and April 9th. Because this is our very first performance, I wanted to cultivate a very generous scene so that people that haven't been exposed to choral music could come and get kind of a screenshot of music history. We're doing Talis all the way through Eric Whitaker and Ola Yalo. So it's really just time-stamped all throughout music history.
And this concert has a very special link to the Cancer Center. Tell us a little about that relationship.
Sure. So to preface this a little bit, when I was doing my undergrad degree, well, when I first started it, I had been doing this benefit concert. When I got to grad school, it kind of was on hold. And then my last year at grad school, I decided to do it again. I actually did a work. I got my colleagues together, other fellow students, and we performed Carl Jenkins' Stabat Mater. So when I came back to Vermont, I thought of the tie for Dartmouth for the Cancer Center. My dad was diagnosed with cancer and he received treatment there. So it just seemed like a pretty notable thing to direct money to. And that's actually part of the reason I got such an overwhelming response from people because, you know, Dartmouth's literally right around the corner. So you have people, you have doctors, you have families who have gone through cancer and want to support this cause and want to support music because music just does such a wonderful thing for people. Vermont Chamber Artists, I'm hoping each time we perform, we will be donating to a different cause each time in our community and in our world. So hopefully creating a bigger impact. And we just channel it through music. That's all.
You've started this group. You've seen the response for it. Has anything really surprised you about getting a choir off the ground in a pretty rural area?
Yeah, I didn't think I'd get as many singers as I thought I did. I thought I'd only maybe get 10, maybe less than that, just because, like I said, it's, you know, for people to travel, it's really hard for people to commit to something like that, especially when it's a new group. You don't know the reputation of it. You don't know who the conductor is. So when I kept receiving emails about auditioning and people that were interested in just even supporting Vermont Chamber Artists, it was crazy. I literally got like 100 emails like within the first week, you know, people that just wanted to be part of it.